political
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you are tuning in to the Black Political Buzz Blog Talk Radio show. My name is Laurel. I am the host of this show, and thank you for tuning in. I am blogging today, or excuse me, I am broadcasting this show today about the Design Line bus company scandal that's rocking the Charlotte, North Carolina community. Actually, the Design Line bus company scandal has rocked the Charlotte, North Carolina community for a number of years, for several years. The Design Line bus company is actually based in Sweden, the country of Sweden, and the country of Sweden is known for manufacturing these buses. They're supposed to be green energy buses, good for the atmosphere. You know, they are part of the anti-pollution manufacturing of vehicles to help to you know, control the emissions that vehicles and cars and trucks you know, put out into the air when they're operating on the roads. So this Design Line company, their manufacturing of their quote-unquote green energy buses was supposed to be a win-win for any state, city, country that purchased these buses and decided to use them on their roadways, okay? And the city of Charlotte became involved in this Design Line bus company through Charlotte's former mayor, Anthony Fox, who is now the United States Secretary of Transportation. Anthony Fox is Charlotte's former mayor. He's also the current Secretary of Transportation for the United States of America. So under the Obama administration, so that's his current role. And however, the Design Line bus company has had a lot of problems with their buses being maintained, with their buses functioning and not breaking and breaking down, with the cost of keeping those buses maintained, and also while Secretary Anthony Fox was the mayor, while he was in the role of mayor for Charlotte, North Carolina, there was a conflict of interest scandal. There was a lot of controversy over his involvement with Design Line because as Charlotte mayor, he was also the counsel or the general counsel or the attorney for Design Line, the local Design Line office in Charlotte, North Carolina. So a lot of people were upset that Anthony Fox was working. He was Charlotte's former mayor. He was an attorney for a large firm in this region, and he was also the attorney or the general counsel for Design Line's Charlotte office. So many people saw that as him playing the role of a lobbyist while he was mayor. They saw that as a conflict of interest. They were like, how can this man be the city of Charlotte's mayor, which is an elected official position, and then work in his daily life, in his regular life, you know, a private life, as an attorney for one of Charlotte's largest legal firms, and then be the general counsel for Design Line. And not only was he the general counsel for Design Line, but the city of Charlotte, they bought a lot of buses. The city of Charlotte, whom Anthony Fox was mayor of at that time, the city of Charlotte purchased a lot of buses from Design Line Company in Sweden. And they bought those buses here, and they used those buses on the Charlotte roadways. And there were a lot of maintenance problems with those buses. So even though they may have been green energy buses, they were breaking down all the time, which cost the city of Charlotte a lot of money in keeping them maintained. Well, Design Line eventually went under. It went bankrupt, okay? Even though Design Line, I'm sure, received a lot of money from President Obama's administration, because, you know, President Obama pushes the green energy agenda under his via his EPA, via the EPA, the Environmental Protective Agency. President Obama pushes the green energy, clean energy agenda due to the EPA. So I'm sure that the city of Charlotte received a huge grant of some type from the EPA via from Obama's administration via the EPA to help maintain these buses. But that grant money probably wasn't used for those buses, because in the city of Charlotte, they have a corruption problem. The city of Charlotte's political leaders have a long history of getting federal grant money from the U.S. government for projects, and then they take that grant money and use it on other stuff, whatever they want to use it on. They waste money, and then after they waste the money in Charlotte, they raise people's property taxes and raise the sales taxes. So the city of Charlotte has a long history of using federal money that they obtain, you know, through grants. For example, the city of Charlotte is known for getting money that they claim they're going to use to help the homeless. And the U.S. government, the federal government, will give the city of Charlotte money to help the homeless, and then that money is used for other purposes. It's not used to help the homeless at all. And that's one reason why Charlotte's homeless population is still, you know, insurmountable. It's still so large, because the money obtained from the federal government to help prevent homelessness is not being used for that purpose. Where it's the same thing with a money from the federal government to help maintain clean energy and green energy buses from Design Line. That money wasn't used for Design Line buses to keep those buses maintained. It went into people's pockets and campaign coffers and other little pet projects that politicians here in Charlotte use that money for. So now the conflict of interest situation regarding former Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox, who's now the current U.S. Secretary of Transportation, now this scandal regarding Anthony Fox's conflict of interest job or paid position with Design Line while he was mayor of Charlotte, that has come back into play. The reason why people were upset or confused or concerned about former Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox's role with Design Line while he was the mayor, because they saw that as Anthony Fox being a lobbyist. And in essence, he was a lobbyist. If you're the mayor of a city, if you're the mayor, the elected mayor of a city, and then you work for a company and you persuade the city of the you persuade your city of which you are mayor to purchase merchandise or products or services from a company that's paying you to be their counsel, how is that not the same as being a lobbyist? It is a lobbyist position. That is a conflict of interest. Now, whenever I have written or reported on this Design Line issue, I've been blacklisted. I've been blacklisted. I've experienced political retaliation. I don't know if Anthony Fox or President Obama's administration is behind this political retaliation and this blacklisting. I don't know. I can't say. But I just know that somebody's doing it. I know I wasn't experiencing this before I wrote about Design Line and Anthony Fox's involvement in Design Line several years ago. And since then, I have experienced a lot of blacklisting and political retaliation. And the Obama administration, as we all know, is notorious for shutting up the freedom of speech of U.S. citizens in this country. But that's another story. That's not going to be a part of this broadcast. However, now Design Line, which has gone bankrupt. Design Line in Charlotte is now a defunct company. It filed for bankruptcy, and they're suing former Charlotte Mayor Anthony Fox, who is now the current Secretary of Transportation in this country. They're suing him for $421,000 in fees that he was paid as Design Line's general counsel or counsel while he was mayor of Charlotte. And Design Line says that Anthony Fox did not do any work for that money. They said they paid him to be the counsel, and he didn't do any money. I mean, excuse me, he didn't do any work. He did not. They said he didn't even step on a property. He didn't even come to work in their offices, but he got paid $421,000. That's a lot of money. Now, I'm sure Design Line is angry because they hired Fox to be their counsel and paid him all this money, and then the company went belly up. So they're probably angry because now he's the Secretary of Transportation, and they probably and they saw that Fox was becoming very close to the Obama administration when back in 2012 President Obama chose the city of Charlotte to host the DNC convention for 2012. So Design Line saw that Fox's political career was on the rise. Well, rumor has it as of lately, Fox, Anthony Fox, is considering running for U.S. Senate in North Carolina or as the next North Carolina governor. So that's probably why the local news stations in Charlotte, that's how I find out about the bankruptcy situation and about Fox, Design Line saying they want their money back, that they paid Fox, you know, the $421,000. The local news stations in Charlotte, WSOC, WBTV, Charlotte Observer, they are WRAL, CNC, local stations in Charlotte, the local media in Charlotte, they all were reporting on this issue. So it's public record, it's public notice. Now, will someone from the Obama administration or Fox go after those entities as well, or will they only go after me? And like I said earlier, I don't know directly if those individuals are coming after me. I just know that my media network has been threatened and basically almost shut down whenever I mention anything about Anthony Fox's political career or his involvement with Design Line. Now, as a politician, in this country, the United States of America, your political career makes you a public figure. I don't understand how you can be in politics and think that no one's going to talk about your political career. You're a public figure. When you are in politics, you are a public figure. You are not a private citizen. You are a public figure. So, therefore, your career is in the spotlight. Why are you angry? Why are you thin-skinned? Why are you retaliating? If there's nothing to hide, then you shouldn't be trying to retaliate against someone to shut someone up. Now, will this Design Line scandal? Now, Anthony Fox isn't the only person who's involved with this Design Line scandal. The NASCAR team owner, Rick Hendrick. Rick Hendrick is a car dealership owner. He's also a NASCAR team owner. He's very wealthy. He's also on the hook for money owed to Design Line. Design Line says that Rick Hendrick owes them $800,000. So Design Line is saying that we've gone belly up, we filed bankruptcy, we paid Fox $421,000, and we paid Rick Hendrick, a NASCAR team owner and a car dealership owner, $800,000. Man, that's a lot of money. No wonder Design Line went belly up. But anyway, will this Design Line scandal derail Anthony Fox's future political career? Now, if there's nothing to see here, I'm sure Anthony Fox's and Rick Hendrick's attorneys, will take care of that. They'll take care of it. They'll wipe the slate clean, or President Obama's FBI agents will cover it up if that's what they do. If That's what they do. But our politicians need to be accountable. You should not be getting into public office just to make yourself rich off the constituents. And you shouldn't be using U.S. taxpayer money to make yourself rich. You should be going into public service to help your fellow constituents, your fellow man, fellow human being. That's the purpose, I thought, of being a politician, was to help to rebuild or to improve your community, your state, your city, your county, your region, and to help improve the quality of life of the people, the voters, the constituents who live in that region or those regions or their state, county, city, municipality. That's what I thought being a politician was all about. I didn't know that it was about getting rich off voters, using voters to get rich personally, retaliating against people or blacklisting people who you don't like or who have said something about you that you didn't like or agree with. That shouldn't be about what politics is for. That's not the purpose of politics. Our founding fathers of this country did not create the U.S. Constitution for the purpose of politicians who are elected officials. This is not a monarchy. This is not a monarchy. It's a democracy. So if you are a politician in this country, you were elected by your constituents, your peers, the voters. So you shouldn't be fighting against people who speak out against you if there's some questionable activity. Now, I don't know where this design line situation is going to go. It may be a small situation that will eventually go away, or it may balloon into something much larger, which shows the corruption that's in Charlotte, North Carolina's government. All cities, municipalities all over are currently being scrutinized. In the city of Atlanta, it's the same thing. Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, it's all under scrutiny. And usually at the helm of this corruption, there's usually a black politician, and that's so sad because I'm a black citizen. I'm a black citizen of this country. And it makes me disappointed to see our black politicians get into office and do stuff only for money. It leaves a bad taste in the mouth of the voters. It leaves a bitter taste in the mouth of constituents and voters who put their trust in our public officials. Now Hillary Clinton is facing such scrutiny because of her handling of her classified email. I don't know if Hillary Clinton is guilty of anything. I don't know if she did anything wrong. The same way as I don't know if Anthony Fox did anything wrong or Rick Hendry. It's just the appearance of it. You can't just say that these are just political attacks. No, there's something there. There's a connection. The appearance of it, it leaves a bitter taste in the mouth of people who trusted in you, the voters, the constituents. So I don't know how far this design line situation is going to go. I don't know. But there's more to it than that. At the root of all that, it's called corruption. It's called greed. And I want to end this broadcast by saying this. There was a young girl in Charlotte who was killed, murdered. Her name was Tiffany Wright. Tiffany Wright. The media has now forgotten about Tiffany Wright. But during the time when Anthony Fox was mayor is when Tiffany Wright was murdered. She was a foster care child, 15 years old. And her death touched my heart. Her murder touched my heart, and she was shot to death. by an ex-convict who impregnated her. Or it was said he impregnated her. He was accused. Let me rephrase it. He was accused of impregnating her, but he did sleep with her. She was 15 years old. She was a foster care child. And it's just a sad situation. But during that time of her murder, Anthony Fox was mayor. And he never said anything about this child. It was a big situation. It was not a small situation. Her murder made headlines. Even CNN brought it up at one point. So let's just say her murder made national headlines. I blogged about Tiffany Wright's murder as well. And there were a lot of local politicians who were involved in knowing something about her murder, because her murder was just not some simple murder. But anyway, her murder touched my heart and my spirit in such a way, because she was a young girl and her dream was to be a lawyer one day. She wanted to be a lawyer like Michelle Obama. She wanted to be a lawyer one day to help people like Michelle Obama, and she was murdered. And I never forgot that. And Anthony Fox, while he was mayor, he never spoke about this child's murder. He never denounced her murder, her senseless murder. She was shot to death while standing at a school bus stop, and she was 8 months pregnant. It's sad. Now, Anthony Fox is in spotlight again for this design line bus scandal situation, more public corruption. I don't know if Anthony Fox is corrupt. I don't know if he's corrupt or not. I'm not saying he's corrupt. I just say that's what they're accusing him of. I just want you all, I want people listening to this broadcast to pray for our nation. If you believe in prayer, pray for this nation. Pray for our politicians, that the truth be exposed, and that the right people, that God will put the right people in office, in public office, in the White House, in the mayor's office, in the governor's office, in Congress, in the governor's seat, in the county commissioner and city council seats, in the alderman seat. Put the right people in public office of this nation so that we won't have people in office, politicians in office who are there just to make themselves rich. That's not the purpose of being a politician. And if you are a politician, you are an elected official, which makes you a public figure. Stop using your power to retaliate against people. And stop getting grant money for pet projects. If you're going to get money for clean energy or green energy to help our airways and our roadways, use the money for that purpose. If you're going to get money for homelessness, use the money for that purpose. And that's basically today all I want to say. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers. God bless you all. I even say a prayer for Anthony Fox. God bless him too. Goodbye. Thank you.